This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Sounds like we better get to work here on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. This week, a very special intro. Love it when they do that at the beginning of a program, Michael. This week, a very special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Like, because it's the 4th of July, we're supposed to do something special. So we can just say, this is a special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown.
I see, and every edition is special.
It is.
Especially a show that's comes once a week as opposed to every day.
Right.
Exactly. A once a week entity is very special.
Yes. Can you say that again?
I'm planning on doing a show once every 10 years. Can you imagine how special that would be?
Wow.
Stick around next decade when we return with the answer to your question.
Will Rush Limbaugh still be on the air? That'll be the question 10 years from now.
I hope so.
Ah, I think he will be, actually. So we have, back on the mundane side of this, as a tradition each week at this time, Michael is here to review the people who are being talked about, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, home of Talkers, Television Talkers Radio, Talkers.com, actually, where you find a lot of the various ancillary pieces of the pie of the Talkers kingdom. And Michael is the king of the kingdom.
I am the king of Talkers.
Yes.
That's what we should do. We should change names, like, from editors and publishers and presidents to kings.
The king of Talker.
Popes.
So, am I the vice king? Who am I?
You? You're the duke.
Duke.
The duke.
Duke. Duke of Doug. Duke. Yeah. Duke.
I remember when that song first came out, me, little pop culture kid.
Yes.
I remember that song just grabbed me. Remember how pop songs used to grab you when you first heard them?
Yes.
That guy came on, Duke. Or how about the first time you heard The Lion Sleeps Tonight? Great. We don't have songs. Listen to us. We sound like old prunes. We don't have songs like that, that are these individualistic little things that don't fit any genre.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I was turning Matthew, my son Matthew on the other day too. Do you remember Midnight in Moscow by Kenny Ball?
Oh my God, that's instrumental.
An instrumental. Out of the Blue becomes number one with a Russian jazz beat.
Right.
And boom, Out of the Blue, it becomes a hit. Or even silly stuff like The Singing Nun.
Uh-huh.
Or, you know, the novelty. I miss those novelty records or just great songs.
Gene Chandler is the Duke of Earl.
Yeah.
All right. So you know what we could do? We could actually spend our time going through the lyrics from the Duke of Earl. Would you like to do that?
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a Duke of Earl.
A Duke of Earl.
And if you'll be my girl or something, you'll be my queen. No, that was another one.
Yeah.
So when do you want to do the countdown? How about a countdown to the 10 greatest nondescript songs of the 60s?
Absolutely.
I remember, I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you. Bobby. What the heck?
Bobby Blue Bland? No.
No. Oh, gosh. That was a great song. Tossing and Turning.
That was...
Oh, gosh. I don't want to go to my Google with it. Bobby Lewis, thank you.
Bobby Lewis, that's it. Right.
How the heck did you know that?
Duke of Earl, Duke of Earl, Duke of Earl. As I walk through this world, nothing can stop the Duke of Earl.
And
you are my girl. No one can hurt you.
Do you know what song reminded me of that era? Remember Uncle Cracker?
No.
There was a guy named Uncle Cracker.
Uncle Cracker.
About 5 years ago, he had a hit. It was sort of reminiscent, but I don't remember how it went.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm a modern person, and I don't recognize music more than 6 months old.
And when I hold you, you'll be my Duchess of Earl.
Yes.
We'll walk through my dukedom, and a paradise we will share.
You know what's so crazy?
I know a lot of people listening to this and realizing how important this all is.
Well, yeah. You know, it's crazy that our generation grew up with songs that were really silly teenage love songs.
They were.
But we took them very seriously.
Yeah.
And even today, as seasoned, wise, older citizens,
mm-hmm.
we still listen to those songs and don't laugh at how silly the lyrics are. We accept them.
No.
I love my calendar girl. Yeah, think about that. You know.
Gene Pitt.
Some of them were downright perverted, like "You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine."
Right. Or Gary Puckett, "Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line."
Scary, huh?
But I'm young. Well, she was 16 years old, for God's sake.
There were a lot of those. "Go away, little girl."
Ah.
"Go away, little girl.
Dirty old men."
Yeah, you know. Yeah. "I'm 18 and you're 17.
Yeah, right. "You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine."
It's really hard being an 18-year-old.
It is.
Boy, an 18-year-old.
All these people
man.
Are now working for the TSA, by the way. Okay.
All right, should I start or should we wait?
No, we have to pause now. But we get to the action here. After all, it's a holiday weekend. Don't expect much from this hour, but it's fine. In that way, you can anticipate and then have some fun with us. We are going to review the charts for the week of June 27th to the 1st of July. Stories up next and people on the list, courtesy of Michael Harrison, the king of Talkers Magazine, 13 past the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. They ain't killed anyone.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly, stop.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
What's gross?
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, we've had some Twitter action here, Twitter Good Day Show, people requesting that we have the top four songs from 1965. that perhaps we would like to sing for the audience, but we better do the list.
Let's
anyway.
Do this first, or we're doomed. We're going to fall into the black hole of nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, the Supreme Court of the United States abortion ruling and McDonnell rulings tied. The Rio Olympic troubles at number 8, and boy, do they have troubles there. Terrible situation. At number 7, the military okays transgender soldiers.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure, why not?
Do you really care about what's going on? I can usually tell by the tone of your voice whether you really care about something or not. I'm thinking you don't really care about the Olympics.
I care about Rio, though, because my sister lives there.
Oh.
And she lives right in the heart of Copacabana.
Really?
I talk with her every day.
Really?
And every day. I haven't seen my sister in person in over 25 years, mm-hmm. but we talk every day by Skype or email, and she has been keeping me posted about the Rio and the Brazilian economic problems.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, because it's South America, we don't pay that much attention.
Nope.
We're very Euro-focused and Asian-focused.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, you live down there, it is more than a tempest in the teapot. They've got big problems, big problems, and that's a big, big country. It has implications to the world. The Olympics, never been a big fan of the Olympics.
Nah.
I respect it, but, you know.
Does your sister know Barry Manilow?
At the Copa. We're going to get in trouble.
Oops.
Okay, so we're at number 6, the FEC and Fox, their news matter. I like the way my editors put these words together, matter.
Mm. Right.
At number 5, Iran-U.S. Navy incident. At number 4, the Istanbul terror attack. At number 3, the GOP Benghazi report and the Clinton emails investigation. All tied at number 3. Number 2, the presidential race. And number 1, the Brexit, or the so-called Brexit aftermath. The people in the news, Michael Phelps at 10, Kylie Moses at 9, Ashton Carter at 8. Number 7, Ahmed One Arm. Number 6, John Kerry, Angela Merkel, it's 5. At number 4, you have David Cameron and this guy, Boris Johnson. What a fascinating character suddenly on the scene.
Yep.
At number 3, Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump is 2 and Barack Obama is number 1.
Boris Johnson is one of those typical thick Englishmen, I think. Looking at him, he was always looking disheveled.
That's a shtick.
Yeah, right. He's like Barney, what's his face? He used to be the congressman from Massachusetts, Barney Frank.
Barney
always
Frank?
Looked like he's disheveled, yeah.
But that big shock of blondish hair on him, he looks a little Trump-like.
Yeah.
A little Trumpish.
All right, by the way, there's a big thing going on right now. We were talking earlier about the importance of Donald Trump because he's number 2 this week. Do you think that's really his hair? He's wearing a hat a lot now. People are speculating it's really not his hair and he's bald.
I think it's his hair.
You do? Why is he wearing a hat all the time then?
I think he's trying to be cool. He thinks that the baseball hat gives him a populist look.
Really?
And the hat is kind of the baseball hat has a almost a team-like, warlike, but I don't mean war as in military war, but like a mobilization feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, you put on your baseball hat and you get out there, you're a man of the people. He's in a campaign. He's running for president to make America great again.
You know,
I think it's a shtick.
As a serious aside to that for a second, when reading an article earlier about Newt Gingrich being vetted for the vice presidential, and that would be he'd be a good choice, I think. But the continuing focus on the first line in so many of these stories, billionaire businessman Donald Trump. Like, we don't know at this point that he's a billionaire. Why do you keep rubbing in? Do you say millionaire Hillary Clinton at the beginning of all your stories? No, you don't. This is a way for the news media to drive a wedge. It doesn't work particularly well. At least it hasn't worked with Trump. But you know how the pejorative...
Jesse Ventura told me that he used to complain about that. He was a former mayor of the third biggest city in Minnesota, but they'd always say professional wrestler.
Yeah, right. Instead of former mayor of...
Whatever city it was.
Yeah, okay. 21 after the hour, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen on the Countdown.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. We've reviewed the people on the list. We've reviewed the stories, at least what the main theme is behind some of them. Let's talk about the specifics here. Three or four abortion, affirmative action, governor of Virginia rulings, that sort of thing. Were you surprised at the results of these decisions, because they didn't seem to hold with what tradition might have got us to thinking it would be 4-4, something like that, but they were very decisive.
You're talking about the Supreme Court?
Various rulings that came down.
Yeah, I'm always surprised, and I'm never surprised. Things are such political footballs, but the abortion issue is very complex. And this is basically about obstruction to people getting abortions as a alternative way of preventing abortions, as opposed to making them illegal. Okay, they're going to be legal. We're going to make it so tough on you, you can't do it. And that's what the key to that whole decision was, saying that that's not right.
No. So they, as a result of that, not only are things going to change in Texas, but probably they'll change elsewhere as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, obviously this has been going on, and you know, you don't hear that much about it in the news, so it brings it reignites consciousness about the abortion debate in America from another angle. That's basically the way I look at it.
It also, in a time when some people are not too creative, makes for a good talk header, because this is bound to get people stirred up and phone calls and that kind of stuff. I wonder about that sometimes. This is the right thing for us to do. I think as hosts we fall into these traps sometimes of abortion, gun control, the Constitution, things like that. And I don't think they're very enlightening to the audience. Do you?
Only if the conversation brings it forward, moves it forward to a higher level of understanding, as opposed to just I'm right, no, you're right. No, I'm right, you're wrong. No, you're wrong, I'm right. Because people don't change their minds anymore. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have that dynamic that maybe some kind of compromise will be achieved or some new understanding of each other's position. So when it's that, it's terrible. Terrible radio, terrible conversation, doesn't get anywhere. As a matter of fact, it causes harm, makes people further apart, polarizes people. Yeah. But if it could be a discussion of, you know, what it means, where it's going, what both sides feel, what the latest news is regarding it, then I think it has value.
What, over the weekend and next week, when a lot of people are on vacation, what would you like to do an overview of what people are likely to hear? Because there'll be a lot of new hosts that'll be on the air filling in for the regular hosts, so there'll be a lot of repeats. How does this next week stack up in your mind as far as for those people who are devoted listeners to the News Talk Radio format?
Well, you'll hear some of the well-known fill-ins. there are people out there that are known in their local areas as the fill-in guy, or nationally there are some people that do that. But I think the big story next week is that your daily show, The Good Day, will be live on the holiday. I think you're the only host in America, you know, big-time syndicated host, that works every holiday.
And you have
Excuse me?
No, I just believe that it's a place that I need to be. I think that people expect that. We're public servants, and I don't say that facetiously. I'm here to provide a service and keeping people company. A lot of people are alone, have no friends and no family, and they get some solace by listening to the radio. And if they know what's going on, and they can hear that from our discussion, because they'll know at this point, after all these years, people know that I'm on live. And a lot of people listen that might not otherwise have the time. So thank you for that plug. The Good Day.
Yeah, well, it makes you very unusual. It's a tribute to your character, because if there's any day you can get off, it's a holiday, and get away with it, and you choose not to.
Nah, I want to Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July, every holiday, the Good Day program is on the air. So, but I appreciate your acknowledging it. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world in a few moments here.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
Can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the king of the talk radio world. We've been rehearsing the last 6 minutes what to say when we came back. So, Michael, my part of the rehearsal was, and now here's Michael.
Oh, I can't believe you did that to me.
Really?
I wasn't even here.
Oh.
I went out for a pizza.
Really?
Yeah, that wasn't me. That was just a recorded voice. Michael will return in one minute.
Just a moment, yes.
So,
exactly.
So I have to take it away from this point?
Yes, you do.
I'll sing the second chorus of Duke the Burl.
I think we warned the audience out on that.
I think the Brexit story is fascinating, and I love the way people take little pieces of it and turn it into their own political football. Some people say it's a victory for Donald Trump. I mean,
huh? Is that a victory for Donald? Everything gets twisted and turned around. We're such egotists here in our country. Everything's about us, when in fact it isn't. A lot of things about us, but this is not about us at all. It's very interesting to see how there is the market play, some of the money shows, and in general conversation, people say, oh, I better get out of the market. The market's tanking. Instead of looking at it on the positive side, this is a great opportunity to buy some stock. That's what I would have done if I had any extra cash that I wanted to put into something that I thought would return fairly well. I think it's a perfect opportunity. It's creeping back up now to normalcy. But
well, history does show that, doesn't it?
Yeah,
that,
of course it
that
does.
That the best time to buy is when it looks like, you know, whatever the market
coming apart.
Is tanking.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Things do come back. Sometimes it takes 8 or 10 years, but they do come back.
Well, the point of a lot of people asking about traveling, again, more scare tactics. Well, you don't want to go over there for lots of reasons, because you could get blown up. Look at what happened in Istanbul, and so people are not going to want to go over there. But then if you go over there, you won't know whether to use the dollar or the euro or the pound. I'll tell you, it wouldn't make any difference what you were over there with. You're going to have a heck of a good time for a lot less money this year over there than you did last year.
Yeah.
That's one way of looking at it.
Well, that's what Trump said. He said, well, with the pound down, everybody will be coming over here and buying things.
Right. Yeah, when he went over to Scotland.
Bad times are great.
Tournament. Yes, right. It's here for the good guys and the bad times.
I'll tell you one thing. As a traveler who's been to Europe a number of times, I have to say it's the euro makes life a lot more convenient than francs and pounds and, well, you know, every country having different units.
Based on the decimal system.
What happens is you start to forget that the euro is not exactly the same as the dollar, and you start thinking of it as dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And don't always make the calculations in your mind when you're buying things, whether it's more valuable or less valuable. You know, international travel, or I should say in other countries, people have far more of an obsession with the relative value of their currency to other currencies, to the U.S. dollar. It really is a daily money game, whereas in this country, the average person doesn't think about it that much. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
The money exchange rate is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like a stock market.
Do you understand it?
Do I understand it?
Yeah.
Of course not.
Hmm.
Does anybody? Does anybody really understand economics? That's a really profound question, but it's a real valid question. Does anybody, even the greatest economists, usually don't know until after the fact?
Well, isn't that true about most pundits of whatever school they come from?
Especially the economy.
Really?
Well, the economy is such a complex concept, it's amazing it even works. Mm-hmm. You know, when we talk about everything that's wrong with the world, if you just reverse your view of it, isn't it amazing how many things actually work so well?
In spite of us and in spite of themselves.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That society functions at all? That traffic flows and airplanes go land and take off and cars are riding and buses are out there and bridges are working and buildings are being built and hospitals are operating and operations are being taken place and schools are functioning and radio stations are on the air and movies are being... I mean, when you think about all the operations that are happening out there in this anthill of humanity, it's amazing more things don't go wrong. It's actually a miracle that things go as well as they do.
So then, should be thankful then.
We should be very thankful. But then when you get a field as complicated and, you know, totally based in theory as economics, and there's this school of economics and that school of economics, and, you know, people say this is good and this isn't good, there are so many misunderstandings of it. Like people believe there's a certain amount of money. That money
right,
is actually
when you reach that, it's done, it's over. Whereas that's folly. There is abundance. Anyone who has any faith in a power greater than us, the theory of God or the spirit or whatever it is, theory of abundance is that we can all achieve, everybody can achieve untold limits. It's the limitations we place on ourselves that make it, I don't know if
that's right. That there's a certain amount of wealth in the world, and either you have it or someone else has it.
Yeah, we're going to take it away from you and give it to somebody else.
That's the point I'm making. That, and this is not true.
No.
We mistake the symbol for the real thing. We actually think that the wealth is in the money, as opposed to the money is merely symbolic of wealth. And what is wealth? Wealth is potential. Wealth is power. Wealth is the wheels turning around. Productivity, intuition, insight, creativity, industriousness. That's wealth.
So,
not money. Money is just symbolic.
Why are people so slow to get that concept, do you think? Why do people not get that?
The way we're wired. Our wiring as human beings, the way our minds operate, the way our brains function, confuses us. We forget that the symbols are only symbols. We actually think words are fully defined entities. Words are just partially defined hints at concepts that there are no words to describe.
Mm-hmm.
And money is just a token, a symbol for something that is abstract called wealth. Wealth is abstract. Money is just a symbol of that abstraction. It does not exist. If you were sitting on an island by yourself, trapped there, and you had millions of dollars in your suitcase, you would die.
Yeah.
Wealth,
no use,
would, be,
no
wealth would be bread and cookies and food and a goat.
So but you see, you've been very profound with this, and I think it needs to be underscored. Abundance is there for all who choose to pursue it. Sometimes you can get it on your own. Sometimes you can get it by being in the right family. You can be in the right place at the right time. The story this week of the woman who was yelling at her husband when he came home. He was supposed to buy a money, what do they call it, money?
Money market?
No. The Mega Millions. He's supposed to buy a Mega Millions ticket. Did you hear the story?
No.
Mega Millions ticket. Supposed to buy a Mega Millions ticket. He came home with a Powerball ticket, and she screamed at him and put the Powerball ticket in the drawer. This was last March. And she was looking at it the other day and went online and...
won?
$169 million.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't he smart?
Didn't he show her? Yeah. I mean, that sort of gives me goosebumps when I hear it. How in the world, and this woman was so angry at him, I told you to buy a... And then they didn't talk for a week or more. They just put the thing in the drawer.
Hilarious. That's a great story. but the point of all this is that if you have a lot of money and you keep it in the bank or you keep it under your pillow or where to keep it or what to do with it or to have it work for you to invest and all the things that people become obsessed with, the people who have the power of what that money is worth have the power of basically life or death over you and everything you own.
What can you do with it? What good... Ask yourself, this is what I do, ask yourself, what good can you do with all of that money? And it could be that you want to spend it on yourself, that's fine, but to do nothing with it is to not have it.
Well, yes, but the point I'm really making is it doesn't exist as anything other than a concept that completely dependent upon. It's dependent upon what bankers, what politicians, what powers at work can do to you with that.
But it's your own, also your own thought process. If you think you're poor, you're going to be poor. If you think you're rich, and the fact that what disturbed me, Bernie Sanders had a lot of good things to say and things worth following. But the whole business about taxing, we need to tax the rich more because there's too big of a hole between the rich and the poor. Not the rich's fault. If you're looking for blame, inertia, the fact that we make it so easy for people to do nothing in this country.
Well, and now you're getting political.
I am, excuse me.
Now you're getting, that's okay, but I'm just simply saying you're wrong too.
The spiritual side of this is much different. You are right.
Yeah, it's when you create laws that favor the rich and give the poor a disadvantage in the supposed even playing field of the country and the economy, then it's unfair.
Right.
When you turn it the other way and you give the advantage to the poor on the backs of the rich, that's unfair too. The key is to create a system in which all people have equal opportunity, equal justice, equal fairness under the law to do the best they can with no conspiracies, no collusion, no behind-the-scenes deals that stack the deck to the rich or hurt the rich because the poor now are collectively tyrannical. And once we understand that, but we have to have good spirits to do that. We have to really seek justice as opposed to just our side getting the lion's
right.
share of the goodies.
Truth, justice, and the American way. 45 past the hour on the countdown.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Waiting 30 minutes before swimming after eating is a medical myth. However, flying after diving can be a serious issue. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you why next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Flying after diving is hard to avoid. DCS, also known as the binge, is a risk, but can be managed with forethought and planning. The depth and length of your dive and the rate of ascent back to the surface play a huge role. Quickly ascending to altitude in an airplane can exacerbate the issue, and that's why you should wait a minimum of 12 hours before flying after one dive and 18 hours after multiple dives. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
A Napa guy knows the only way you give a freshly minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
All right, we have a moment here, Michael, to overview these things. The most important thing, I think we've done actually what could be considered a different sort of service this week. Give people a lot to think about, but in a relaxing way. We weren't all over these things. Many of these items that are on the stories list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown are familiar items. But I think what the only thing we didn't talk about was the military okaying transgender soldiers. I believe they did that because they want to put them on the front line so they get popped off first.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's, what do you think?
Everybody, freedom of speech at work.
Yes, right. All right, leave him with that thought. Michael Harrison, here as usual every week at this time to review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio here in the countdown.
Danger.
coronavirus blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After the hour now, countdown continues with the services.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
How insolent of me to speak before the big voice announcer spoke. Good heavens. I could get sued for that, Stephen. You know what? I could be sued for interrupting a bigger voice than mine.
Not on your show.
No, okay, that's right, too. Michael, no, this isn't Michael. Michael's friends of ours. Michael's a friend of Stephen's, friend of mine. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, also a friend of this program, extraordinary lawyer, runs the website scamaside.com. I don't know where I was last week when I said scam it.
It's better than another slip we won't go into.
Yeah, I know it, right. Anyway, those of you who are having trouble with hacking and being abused, you know, that's one thing. I'm getting so many calls on my cell phone now from people that I don't know and I don't want to hear from. Isn't there a way, because it is a scam, isn't there a way you can go on your phone and just dial a number and the people that you don't want aren't going to be able to get through?
You can block individual numbers. It becomes a pain in the neck, and it's interesting because that's the kind of duties that my wife takes, and she will actually take the time because we've been getting a bunch of repeated of these scam calls. So you can go on your phone, you can go on your smartphone, and you can have those blocked. A little bit of a pain in the neck, but it does keep you from getting the repeated calls from these scammers.
All right. The reason that Steve is here, other than to talk about things like that, is to give us an in-depth understanding of the legalities involved in certain cases, like the Brexit vote. Legally, What does that do for them, for us, for anybody? What, I mean, look at some of the things that have supposed to have been complicated this week by it. I don't see what the legal ramifications are. It just either the money works or it doesn't work.
Yeah, and you know, it is kind of interesting that it was so blown out of proportion, and the stock market, which goes on fear and greed, dropped like a rock, and then had a three-day rally that was, you know, relatively unprecedented. I'll tell you, the fascinating thing was the people who were on the side of withdrawing from the European Union were so sure they were going to lose, they were the ones that put forth a bill in the legislature over in Parliament that unless 75% of the people voted and the vote was more than 5% for whichever way, that there would be a revote. And so what they did was they actually set the stage for a possible revote by the other side, because they were so sure they're going to lose. They didn't, and we may have another vote. It'll be interesting to see what happens there, but it's not going to be as devastating to us. It is going to be devastating to Britain, but not us.
Yeah. And then they'll crawl out of it. One way or the other. It's survival. Okay, next up, legally, number three this week in the countdown, the Benghazi report. People want to send Mrs. Clinton to jail.
You know, it's absolutely fascinating because a lot of it is, who's actually read this report instead
800
of
800 pages, yes. Yeah.
Well, this is the kind of crap that I actually do read. Good and there is nothing in there other than a politics. And there's going to be no action. This thing, they spent $7 million on this to just have a political attack on her. And, you know, both sides do the same type of thing.
Of course,
but there's nothing there legally. We'll have to see what happens with the FBI investigation into Mrs. Clinton's email status. But even there, the Attorney General says she will do whatever the FBI says. I find it really hard to imagine, and I don't think it's politics. I think it's a matter of it's 2020 hindsight. I don't think she broke any laws, and it'll eventually blow over, except for the people who just don't want to believe that.
All right, you were sleeping alone that night. Is that why you read the internet pages?
Couldn't sleep.
Okay. The military okayed transgender soldiers, number seven. My rendering of this is that they okayed it so that they could put them on the front lines and have them shot.
Wow. You set a new level for cynicism. Well, you know, I think, you know, I can't imagine that transgender soldiers is that big of an issue in the military, but I think it's a nice step to say that we are not going to have discriminations based on whatever. So good for the military.
Supreme Court rulings this week, there were three or four of them. Which one did you think was the most important?
You know, very frankly, there were two of them, but the abortion one, probably the most significant since Roe versus Wade, because what they're doing is saying states can't put regulations that are intended to limit someone's ability to get an abortion, even if it doesn't actually say you can't get an abortion.
Were you surprised at the vote, how the vote shook out on that one?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting, frankly. Gives you hope. We need hope. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney for the Talk Radio Countdown, the review of the hot hits in Talk Radio at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.